Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
60 storylines for the 60-game Major League Baseball season, and don't forget, baseball starts in for real in 10 days, and the Rangers will be playing real baseball in 11 days, gentlemen, so get excited.
Man, that's awesome.
Now, Corey, we have an addendum to this. Are these seven impending MLB free agents, do they have the most on the line? I wanted to throw these names out for you and see if you thought maybe one above the rest have more on the line than the other free agents. All right. So okay. Here's the list of seven. You maybe tell me, and there's a local in there. Yoenis Cespedes. Then you've got Adam Eaton, Ken Giles, Corey Kluber.
There you go. I'm interested in that one.
Jake Odorizzi, James Paxton, and Andrelton Simmons.
This is interesting, Mike. The idea that, you know, we were talking with JD about, you know, Odor, and these guys have 60 games, and some of them starting pitchers. I don't know how many games does that mean they're going to get to start.
Probably like 12, right?
12 games to start.
Yeah, if you were to be healthy and just make your start every fifth day,
can you prove enough in 12 games that you deserve a contract or whatever. And I don't even know what contracts are going to look like in Major League Baseball going forward, considering TV money is not what it is in the NFL. And in Major League Baseball, they rely on the gates a lot. So I really don't know where that goes. But, you know, like my question with Corey Kluber is, I know they have a team option with him, right? So we still have the club option for next year.
Now, hey, real quick, just to make sure our audience knows, they don't rely on the gate that much anymore.
Okay.
That's why teams are tanking so much. Over the last 10 or 12 years, that's why teams have decided to tank. As the major TV money has come in, Corey, that's allowed teams to tank more. So back in the 80s and 90s, teams couldn't take the tanking mode because they didn't have major TV contracts. And they're like, look, if we put out a really bad product and intentionally put out a really bad product, then people won't show up. How are we going to have any money? We're going to have to sell the team. But as teams have been able to secure big TV contracts, teams have said, hey, yes, the gate does mean something. It doesn't mean nothing. It obviously means something. But they've been able to say, we can survive through our TV contract if our audience buying tickets goes down 30 to 40%.
Okay, all right. Well, then I do wonder with his club option, is that enough for to prove, you know, hey, this guy's got it in 12 games either way. And I'm just kind of curious, what do you think the mindset of is of with the Rangers of, hey, how do we look at this player specifically?
I honestly think they went in to pick him up as thinking this
trade.
Is a not necessarily this is like a low cost, high reward situation, because you are still talking about somebody who won two Cy Youngs. Like, I know people think he's done because of the injury last year and he kind of stunk it up when he was pitching a handful of games, but I think they look at this and think the ceiling for him is definitely higher than Minor or Lynn, and that's worked out pretty dang well for us.
I would say they don't pick up the option if he gets hurt again in this 12-game starting stretch, and it just looks like he's never going to be healthy again. But besides that, Corey, I think he could put up, as long as his ERA is, let's say, under 5, and I know ERAs are tough because there's only 12 games, so one game can really screw it up. But if he puts up an ERA of 4.7 and he was – 3-5, let's just say, I'm just throwing out, those are bad stats, right? 3-5 with a 4-7 for Corey Kluber, we'd be really disappointed. I still think they would pick up his option because it's not like it's $25 or $30 million. So they would still go, look, it was a weird time. He was coming back from injury. He made 9 to 12 starts. He looks healthy. We're bringing him back for a 162-game season. Hopefully there's a 162-game season in 2021.
Yeah.
Now, just for the record, you said we'd be disappointed by that. Don't forget Baseball Reference in their current simulated season has Corey Kluber at 4-10 with a 5.37 ERA. So,
Kevin, dude, you keep bringing this thing up. It is a simulation of a 162-game season.
Yeah.
Never forget, Baseball Reference thinks we're going to be the absolutely worst team in baseball. All right. Is there another person? Like, I get the hook there, whether it's Simmons, Paxton.
Paxton, because of the Yankees are supposed to be in the World Series this year. And so if you look at where they're headed, I would say that James Paxton's their number two starter behind Gerrit Cole, right? I mean, if James Paxton, who can't stay healthy for 30 starts a year, I'd have to look up, but I just don't think he's made 30 starts in his career really ever because he's just always hurt. He has some of the most dominating left-handed stuff I've seen in the last 5 years of Major League Baseball.
Wow. Mm.
But he just can't stay healthy. He's 6'6", I believe, throwing in the mid to high 90s with an awesome breaking ball. When he's on, he's one of the best left-handed starting pitchers in the game. The problem is he seems to always be dealing with a slight injury, or there's an American Eagle trying to attack him before a game.
That's true.
That?
No, absolutely. All right, so perhaps now I just want to go see that video
and then
again.
I will say this. In our division, I would say Simmons, just because the shortstop for the Angels, he's arguably the best defensive shortstop in the game.
I saw you tweet it out. Nobody cares about defense, though.
No, and nobody cares. I mean, at least when it comes to, like, voting and stuff like that, nobody cares about your defense in a game where you do have to play defense. He had such a great 2018 offensively with 75 RBIs and batting .292, .337 on base. It somewhat came out of nowhere just because he hasn't really been much of an offensive player his whole career. So I do think for the Angels, for him, I think the great news is he doesn't have to contribute offensively as much anymore, as in they needed him to contribute offensively in 2019 and 2018. But now that they hope to have a healthy Shohei Ohtani in their lineup most of the time, they have an Anthony Rendon batting third behind Mike Trout batting second, is there's not as much pressure for Simmons to be an offensive weapon. He gets to move down in the lineup, which should get better pitches where – you know, for part of his 2018 and 2019 with the Angels, they had to put him in the middle of the lineup. Sometimes he was batting third and fourth at times because of how hurt or bad their lineup was.
Mike, if you're a player, and because you played, right, I just want to, like, kind of get in the mindset here. You got 60 games to prove yourself, and this might go to hitters well too, but is that stressful knowing that you got free agency coming up?
You know, it can be, but and it does happen to people. People do have bad seasons going into free agency. But for the most part, we see them excel in those situations, is that there's a little bit more focus. There's a little bit more on the line. So, in fact, it was funny. I was watching the All-Star game from 2015, I believe it was 2015 or 2016. And you know who was representing the Rangers? I forgot. Ian Desmond made the All-Star team for the Rangers on a one-year contract.
That's right, yeah.
And then he got a big contract from the Colorado Rockies. And so it just seems like if you're a good player, Corey, I think you'd agree with me on this. If you're a good player, some of your best seasons are when there's no security the next year. And that if you don't perform, you're going to lose money. Sometimes guys have bad years in that, but more often than not, guys will elevate their game and get that really nice whatever 3 to 5 year contract they're looking for.
Kevin, Mike said he thinks I'll agree with him on that.
He'll definitely agree with you.
When it comes to athletes, Mike, there are three motivating factors for athletes. One, revenge. Two, contract season. And three, fun babies. So, yes, I do agree with you, Mike.
Thank you.
I knew that he would. So moving on from that, are you guys, I mean, I know we've had the opportunity to see with the KBO and everything like that. Are you all intrigued, or do you think it's going to be odd to see the empty ballpark, and will you get a cutout version of yourself to go in the barn?
It'll be different. It'll definitely be different at first. I just wonder, I'm going to throw the question back to you guys, because I do think it's going to be different. When will it not be different to you? When will you get used to it?
Not
you
know until what? 21. Like, we have to get through a whole season, I think.
Well, yeah, sorry. So, and I'm calling you a liar for this reason,
call
Kevin.
Call him a liar again.
Liar. Here's the reason. Okay. We asked this question about Jeff Banister before the first game with the Rangers. Remember this, Kevin? We said, when will he be your manager? When will you have that feeling of, that's my guy? Because we loved Wash so much, right?
Yeah.
Like, we loved him. And you know what? I think it was the moment where you started realizing this team was winning. And you were like, whoa, actually, we're making a run here at the playoffs. This is actually going to happen here. This is awesome. So I think that whenever you start getting – if there's some wins, Mike, I think people are going to be like, I love this stadium. If the Rangers start off and they have a hot 10-game stretch, I think people are going to be like, this is my baby right now, because winning is it. Whenever you saw it the last couple of years, when they weren't winning, people weren't showing up. So that's the – and I know, well, maybe that's right. Maybe you're right, Kevin. Maybe you're not a liar. Because if fans aren't at the stadium,
appreciate that.
Can they actually appreciate the stadium for what it is?
Are you guys going to get a cutout of you to be put in the stands?
Can you explain this more? What's happening here?
Okay, so remember...
Did I miss this?
No, well, we talked about this with other teams, and a bunch of people asked me this over the weekend. So the Giants, they suck because they're just charging people for it. And then I think it's the Marlins that are charging people for it but donating the money directly to charity. And I apologize if the Giants are doing the same, but I hate them because of 2010.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and then the Marlins are actually doing a bit too, where if you go premium, so Corey, you can take a picture of yourself and they'll put a big Corey cutout in the stands. And for like the Marlins, it was $99. But check this out. Remember, all the money goes to charity. For $129, you get the premium package. If a foul ball hits your cutout, they will send the ball to you, which that would give me an unreasonably level of interest in every single pitch. And I was like, oh, that's me. And so now the Rangers are going to be doing the same thing.
The Doppel Rangers.
Exactly.
So can I watch the game in any seat I want? I'm going to have a few times where I get to go to the ballpark and do the pre- and post-game show. Am I going to get in trouble? I'll be in a suit, but it'll be air conditioning, so it won't be that bad. Like, it would be miserable in July or August to be wearing a suit, at a Ranger game. But this won't be bad. It'll be normal, just like sitting inside at, like, Kevin's wedding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can I sit wherever I want, like, behind first base, and can I cheer and everything just to give them something? So can I start the, let's go Rangers? Can I do that, or will they be like, hey, Nimrod, you're on the pre- and post-game show.
Okay.
Go back up to where you're supposed to and stop making random noises during the game that's getting picked up on our television. Because I think that'd be really fun. I'd be the one person cheering for the Rangers.
I'm not kidding you guys. I think as long as you don't move one of the doppelgangers, you would be okay.
I honestly
think John Blake would come down if you moved one of them, and he'd be like, nope.
Can I sit behind home plate and be as still as possible without moving? And you guys would know that's not a cutout. That's Mike being super still and not moving during the game.
I'll tell you right now, I got $100 for whatever charity you want. If you can do that and you just sit still during a game, I will donate $100 to whatever charity you want
to make that
happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't we just add this to all of the other endeavors that KNC Masterpiece LLC is doing, including the horse named Ruben Sierra. Absolutely. Let's just get together like $150. And we could fill out the whole show as three cutouts of Mike Bassick behind home plate.
That's my favorite thing that would ever be. Like, that's all I can think about now. Like, I love my son and my wife, but my primary objective right now is for this to be a thing.
Or sit behind home plate and get the four strap on, people.
Oh, God. Not this again.
It is 11 in the morning, for God's sake.
They know what I'm talking about at the halftime show where you're dancing around with the YMCA song, I'm the Village People, and I'll be the one in the suit.
Can we just say they're attached people? Something. There's got to be something different.
But they are. They're strapped on.
Oh, my God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.